Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Financial crisis. How could this happen? It started with Congress pushing our lending agencies to make home loans to people with little or no money down. Their financial history was not carefully checked. Without any thought of the risk, lending institutions were happy to heed the wishes of Congress because they could sell those loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie and Freddie, with their relationship with the federal government, wouldn't have to worry. Well, the records show that in 2002, only 3% of home loans were subprime. But by 2006, that percent had exploded to 30%. We all received letters in the mail offering to refinance your house, cut your payments in half for 5 years, no interest for 1 year, on and on. Reckless lending. I've never bought a house or a farm without at least 20 or 30% down. I'm not suggesting that no one had any concern about the risk of these practices. President Bush, with all the criticism that he gets, he tried in 2003 to reform Fannie and Freddie. President Clinton also, he tried, but he failed. Reform legislation actually passed the House, but it was blocked in the Senate by Senator Christopher Dodd. He is a senator that has received more campaign money from Fannie and Freddie than anyone else. In 2005, Senator John McCain and three other senators introduced reform legislation, and it was quickly blocked. Although there were Republicans and Democrats on both sides of this issue, it was never really taken seriously by the legislative body in whole. And now it is serious and a little bit late. Also, I would suggest that the crisis is bigger than the housing bubble. We're just living way beyond our means. The federal budget deficit is way out of control. It's that simple. We need to stop spending so much money. Certain programs referred to as entitlements are on automatic pilot. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. The Congress doesn't have to appropriate the money. It just flies out the door. Now, such spending will break us. I'm a West Point graduate, but I think we should get a handle on our military spending. We have troops stationed all over the world. We are the policemen of the world. Well, it's time some other countries took some responsibility. We can't do everything. And as individuals, maybe we should cut back on the credit card use. We buy a lot of stuff that we really don't need. Our culture of spend, spend, spend cannot be sustained. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.